It is 959. It's Kai Drive. We're on the streets, we're on the air, we are everywhere. Nelly Furtado with Timbaland, Promiscuous. Kicked off the hour with Coolie China, my new world star, Take Care. And then there's the new flu out in the streets right now, and it's spilling over from cows to people in the US.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, you know, let me tell you a story. I've got a friend named Sam. In fact, he's a cousin of mine, Sam.
Yeah.
Sam Salter. And that's how we call him.
Oh, right. I was thinking the real Sam Salter?
Yeah, no, no. But it's ironic that his nickname was Sam Salter because he suffers from gout.
Ah.
And so, you know, we've always liked meat from an early age, a young age.
Yeah.
And when he was diagnosed with gout, the obvious thing to do would be to quit meat.
Mm-hmm.
Not Sam.
Not Sam.
So I was like, no, player, I'm not giving up this meat. I will just take my medication.
Yes.
With me, Gatube. Gatube is a shisanyama.
Yeah.
So we get there, pop a pill, then we eat the meat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Tata Sam.
And to be quite honest, I understood it.
Mm-hmm.
Because even me, myself, you know my relationship with food.
Yes.
You can't keep me away from food, much less meat.
Yeah, bo.
So if it came out that meat was now killing us, well, I guess that's how I was meant to go.
Wow.
I love
no,
it.
No, I'm serious. It's like, just how I was meant to go.
Yes.
In 2007, there was a report that some of the meat that we thought was beef in South Africa was actually horse meat.
Yep.
And I was thinking to myself, well, if we didn't know for over a year,
and we've been eating it,
I guess I like horse. You know what I mean? I've got no problem with that. Honestly, what some of the things that I hear about people talking about, no, I quit meat because I found out later how they treat the animal, yada, yada, yada. I appreciate the compassion and everything.
Yes, yes.
But how did you think they treat the animals? How do you think they treat trees and the leaves that you eat?
Like the way that they do in the movies, you know, in animation?
Yeah.
When they speak and they kind of know where they're going when they go to the, what is it, abattoir?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they know, so it's my turn. Farmer Angie's going to pick me today, you know? That's how I would like for animals to be treated before they get slaughtered.
So let me tell you something. Yabo, it's actually very, very funny that we were doing it clued up earlier on and people said that it was a pig.
Yeah.
Because that's what a pig sounds like before it gets slaughtered.
Mm-hmm.
Pigs are highly intelligent animals.
Very.
And they know when they're going to die.
Yep. Okay.
They feel the energy. Mm-hmm. They tense up.
Yep.
Mdungwa will tell you. And pigs are also killed in the most inhumane of ways.
Because
don't
it's not
tell
easy.
Us.
Trauma to the head.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Knowing all of this, I will not give up bacon.
Well.
I love bacon.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My one friend, because she's seen how pigs get killed.
Yes.
She's like, bacon is not pig.
It's not.
In her mind.
Yeah.
This is how she justifies it.
Yes.
So that she can continue eating bacon.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm here to ask you, is there anything that can get you to quit meat? And if so, what would that thing be? Miss Motsepe?
I'd have to get really sick to a point, like, you know how I have arthritis?
Yeah. Mm.
And I can't wear certain shoes. Like, I'd have to get really sick where it's like, I'm always going to be sick if I continue eating the meat. So it's either the meat or I'm on constant medication. Then I'll stop eating meat. I love it, but I don't like being sick. I've been sick too many times to know what it feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a huge meat fan, so I like certain, like, I like things that are easy to chew, like, and just, you know, like, I can snack on bacon. So if I lost all my teeth,
then yeah,
that is funny. I don't see the reason why, like, you know, I've got a very compassionate heart.
I was about to say
the whole, you know, but ngalentelokuthi it has to be done as long as I'm not the one having to, you know, kill in order to eat.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just have to lose all my teeth. Otherwise, haibo.
So you know what I see?
Yes.
Even in the Bible, Jesus ate meat.
So
Ikazilembana, my man's had fish out there. He fed scores of people with fish. So if this is good enough for Jesus, who am I?
Who are you?
Imagine.
I bet.
Am I better than Jesus?
No, you ain't.
I definitely am not. Let me eat this meat, yo.
Eat the meat.
Yeah.
No, with me, because my mom tends to name the animals. If they're born and she's around, she names them. And then people think that you get emotionally attached to something that you give a name to.
Of course. Yes.
So obviously it becomes almost like a pet. Mm. So how can you eat a pet? Mans, we eat them pets.
Yeah. Straight up.
Imagine eating.
No, Solly must get this pen. Honestly. Honestly, Nami Jivanda. But yeah, give us a shout. Maybe we're being too flippant. How do you feel about eating meat and how animals are treated? Is it something that concerns you? Or is it Friday this Saturday? 086-000-0959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well. 063-688-0959. WizKid featuring Thames. Essence is a track. It's 959. Car drive on the streets, on the air, we everywhere. Speaking about nyama choma, meat. What are some of the things that will get you to consider quitting meat? And maybe you're actually one of those people that already did. How much better has your life gotten? Give us a shout. 086-000-0959. I always see and hear testimonies of people who are like, man, I became pescatarian or vegetarian, and I'll tell you, I'm so much more healthy now. Is that a fact?
Poisoning. That's it. Poisoning. And even then, I'd probably think that's just a bad batch and I get sick. I'd probably just go out just like that. Hey, just like you say, this is how I'm going to go out. Because, I can't.
Cannot quit. Too legit to quit.
In Ntana yam, I suck a holy chicken. In a 10 years. Staying chicken in Kuku is a gaga such. Uzalana, Uzalana, umchita, say tata, say sharp. Segatis Pulalumoliwa kitten. And I ain't a easy chicken. Till today, he doesn't eat chicken. So, yeah, I'm in a million gindo.
That is funny. You got an animula and you go if I'm going to an amanji. How? Because what you're supposed to do is, you must buy a new chicken and slaughter the old one.
100%.
So he doesn't know what's going on. Just keep pulling the switcheroo-ski, you know what I mean? How? Ngabulalumoli pamgwentwana kanjani manje?
Hayi, mina nginandaba ukuthi abulala kanjani, but I do feel for them. And as long as I'm not the one doing it. Yeah, and again, futhi, yabona manje ngakafiki kule point yokuthi every time mangiqeda ukudla inyama, ngiphathwa isisu or something, hayi, then I won't quit.
Quite one of the missing parts. Nursing part. I'll develop a tolerance for
you. You will train your body. Do.
Straight up. Debo.
Hey, Caesar.
Good job.
Yeah, as we speak, managing sugeslahi.
Oh,
sugeslahi. Standard procedure. Every Wednesday is Friday. And my wife is a doctor, so now she partakes. As long as it happens, and I am sorry, I'm running.
Alikela mahala mfethu yabo.
Hayi ngamaningi.
What's your favorite meat? Awungitshele. What's your favorite meat?
Lamb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. No, I definitely hear you. I hear you. Thank you very much for the call, yeah?
All right, sure.
That's Debs in Randburg. You two can give us a shout. Speaking about meat, what are some of the things that will get you to quit it? What do you think happened?
You are joining the dots on behalf of
these are people that love partying so much they turned water to wine.
And they had a lot of feasts
now. So I was going to lap afterwards.
Yeah.
How? Artwork Sounds and Coco SA. Russell Zuma come alongside them. What's up more as a track? It's Car Drive, we're on the streets, we're on the air, we everywhere. What are some of the things that would convince you to quit meat? Give us a shout. 086-000-0959.
I don't think I'll be able to quit meat. Meat because now I have this issue. I'm allergic to eggs, like simple eggs. I've got a very bad allergic reaction. But now I figured a way out peacefully. I'll take my antihistamines before I eat eggs or just after I've
eating eggs, and then I'm fine. Or sometimes if I want to eat egg, like I'll drink them like every day, the antihistamine or allergics or whatever. If kids are, we can see unali milk water and then unali my, then I'll drink those antihistamines so that kids get a allergic reaction. So I'll find a way. Or this meat, or is going to be a what should I do so that I eat it every day? I'm getting sugar in yam.
Wow. I'm getting sugar in the yam. I like that phrase. I'll make t-shirts about it.
Now for me, dog, I'm like Miss Motepe. Fish will kill me. Fish, if I eat fish, my throat gets swollen, my face gets swollen, everything gets swollen. Even if I'm allergic or whatever, allergy protection, it doesn't work. And I loved fish. I don't even like it anymore. Even the smell of fish would make me, you know, go sick. But and how they slaughter the cows, how they do what, I don't. I've already gave up fish. I'm not going to give up meat for anything. So yeah, it's only fish that I gave up because I get sick, but the rest, bring them here. Bring them right here.
That's funny. I've got a friend of mine, Vusi Kumalo. I've told you about Vusi before. He's a guy who loves his sound system. He's got like a very, very, very unique sound system. Another thing that Vusi loves is braaiing. So once a month, he'll have a braai at his house and invite everybody over. The thing with him is he doesn't even eat red meat, but he loves braaiing.
So what does he eat when he's braaiing?
He'll eat like stuff. Chicken or whatever, yeah, or fish. Okay. But he will braai everything.
He just wants to make people happy then.
Bruh. He loves it.
I mean, I've taught my kid, ukuthi anything ephilayo, siyayihlaba, siyayidla, ukudla nje, inkomo, imbuzi, akunako ukuthi I'm gonna name animals as pets and anything. Siyadla, it's food. God made us meat. Let's eat and celebrate.
Impilo leyo. Moketsi, in Orlando East.
Hey, sisi, shabu kunja.
Ngren, baba wena?
Moja, moja. Hey, yo. I don't understand people who don't eat meat. Like, just meat in general. Why? Anyway, that's not a topic. I said to my friend, my colleague the other day, when I want to eat you, like the clean name, I will give myself a clean name, which I'm a pig. I go fight by the pig because I eat everything. A pig eats everything, even a pig. There's nothing that is eatable on this planet that I have eaten that makes me sick. And yeah, only sushi that I don't like. I eat it, it doesn't do anything to me, but I just don't like it. But everything else,
okay. Thank you very much for that. Moketsi in Orlando East. You two can give us a shout, 086-00-00959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well, 063-688-0959. Ira Star. Rush is the track. It's 959. It's Car Drive. We're on the streets. We're on the air. We're everywhere. And if you just joined us, we're about to wrap up the second hour of the show, actually. But we're asking a question. Is there any reason that you would be willing to consider quitting meat? Give us a shout, 086-00-00959.
I didn't actually quit meat. It's just I don't like meat. But if I can eat it, I will eat it. But I just don't like meat. Any meat. Only meat that I'm actually keen is for, it's actually braai meat. But I still also won't go out of my way for that. Like most of the time, if I dish up, I can dish up just potatoes and whatever it is. And no meat. Just don't like meat.
Could never be me.
Hi, Cesar. There's absolutely nothing that can make me stop eating meat. Even if I get sick, even if I'm admitted in the hospital, I'll even ask a friend to smuggle it in for me. That's how much I love meat. I have a 3-year-old and a 9-year-old. They equally love meat. To a point, they've asked me to stop buying drumsticks because they feel it doesn't have enough meat. And if I make, like last night, we had pasta and we had spaghetti and mince. They came to me. My son said to me, "Mommy, now I'm done with my food. Can I have meat? Because mince is gravy. It's not meat."
That's funny. I'm not saying you should have meat every day. Obviously, that just doesn't make any sense, right? All I'm saying is I would never quit meat. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, speaking of meat, brassies, my white neighbors are actually having a braai. And you know, those folks don't decide whether it's like the weekend or it's during the week. They braai whenever. So that smell is just killing me right now. And I'm going to have tin fish, sadly. I wish I could just jump over and join them.
Yeah, I mean, that's still meat. It's in fish now, you can go. But yeah, I know what you mean. The braai smell, man, that thing. Woo-wee.
Hey, indaba yenyama, ne guys. Mna ndingumXhosa, guys, through and through. So me and meat, same WhatsApp group. I can't, to an extent, guys. Last year I had bad tonsils, so my doctor's like, no more pork, no more what, ngwakhiphile ma tonsils. December, I went to the ENT, removed the tonsils. Guys, the way inyama ngiyithanda ngakhona, ne, when it was COVID, I think 2021 or late 2020, when it was still locked down, leyo kuthi 50 people at a funeral, wada wada. So githi there's this tradition yokuthi makushoniwe kukho igusha yamanzi. Guys, the way angazi ngangekho excited ukuthi kushoniwe, but I was excited because kwakuzodliwa leya nyama. Niyazi ukuthi guys, igusha egalelwe itshi, just salt. Hey guys, niyazi inyama ehlatshiwe egalithwa iphela. Eh, mina shame meat, angeke guys, angeke.
That's funny. Uncle T just sent us a message now saying no more beef. All he does now, he has lamb on weekends. That's it. And if you've seen Uncle T actually as of late, he's looking very lean. So basically, I'm not sure if I attribute the weight loss to that, the new diet, or if he's just been working out. So Uncle T, you can tell us. But yeah, no more beef, he says. My little Emma in Springs.
Hey, she's on the team, Njani.
Sapila, wena?
Gabriela.
Yebo.
No man guys would sang melang and yeezing ya yeez. I'm a blood type A. Mm-hmm. And you know, we don't feed on meat. Yeah, chicken and fish, but red meat is very bad.
Yes.
Knowing Uti young Kulukalisa our ma in nani. And then the long as you see me them. And any the rest is and yes, I'm trying to ukibe changa dokune and kind of ukibe changa kololwam. But I want to lend a while a year why in me. Imagine my phone that I should buy billine. What's your request? Why is that you are in early unfermented? So, Mansunugua, Mufunu, we are a zigzag or Gucci. You are a good Jesus Christ. Why is our tenements in three why in? I don't want to debate about that because I don't debate about the Bible. But Jesus Christ made unfermented wine. So I'm going to buy Katara. So what I'm saying is, how Jesus? What tenements in three why in? So yeah, I wanted to also fix that.
Okay. Thank you
for the good show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that, Maletema. And that's actually a good way to wrap up this discussion. Not before I play this song, though.